USA Radio News.
Asian markets have skidded lower after Wall Street fell the most since June 2020, as a report showed inflation has kept a surprisingly strong grip on the U.S. economy. On Tuesday, the Dow lost more than 1,250 points. The S&P 500 sank 4.3%. U.S. inflation remained higher than what economists had expected in August. The consumer price index rose 8.3% in August from a year earlier. This news came on the same day President Joe Biden tried to sell the so-called benefits of the Inflation Reduction Act.
With this law, the American people won and special interests lost. How long we've been fighting for them? How long we've been taking on these interests? From the time I got to the Senate 720 years ago.
Escalation continues overseas between Armenia and Azerbaijan.
Armenia said on Tuesday that at least 49 of its soldiers have been killed in clashes along the border with Azerbaijan after a sharp escalation in hostilities, which prompted Russia and the United States to call for restraint. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
An analysis from the New York Times found nearly one in five congressmen reported stock trades with possible conflicts. The outlet reported between the years 2019 and 21, more than 3,700 reported trades involved such potential conflicts of interest. In addition, the Times found 13 lawmakers or their families bought or sold shares of companies their committees were investigating during the analysis' three-year purview. The total foreign-born population in the U.S. hit its highest level ever at 46.8 million under the Biden administration. This according to just-released census figures. This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A Democratic candidate for U.S. Senate is raising some eyebrows for words he used when talking about addressing Republican, quote, extremists, unquote. Democratic Ohio Senate candidate Tim Ryan spoke on MSNBC's Morning Joe on Tuesday.
The Democrats aren't right on everything. I'm willing to sit down and have conversations about how we can move out of this age of stupidity into an age of reconciliation and reform. How do we fix all of these broken systems? Some of those answers will come from Republicans, not the extremists that we're dealing with every single day. We've got to kill and confront that movement, but working with normal mainstream Republicans.
Ken Starr, the man who quickly became a household name in the 1990s due to his connection with the Clinton administration investigation, has died. Reporter Tim Berg has the story.
Ken Starr has died at the age of 76. The former Solicitor General rose to fame as the independent counsel in the investigation that led to the impeachment of former President Bill Clinton. Officials say Starr died at Baylor St. Luke's Medical Hospital in Houston of complications from surgery.
A new census report shows COVID aid programs helped cut childhood poverty by 46%. And a Twitter whistleblower said the company's security practices are so weak, foreign governments were able to place agents on the company's payroll. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
I was 53, divorced, and ready to get back out there. I was unsure about dating sites, but I signed up for Silver Singles and quickly met Lily.
Mark and Lily rediscovered the romance they deserve on Silver Singles, the secure dating site for 50-plus singles who know what they want.
Lily's a lover of the great outdoors, like me, and we instantly connected over it.
If you're like Mark and want to rediscover that feeling, sign up today at silversingles.com/chat. That's silversingles.com/chat.